My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
How old are you?
I act like I'm...
No, how old are you?
I'm 57.
Ooh.
I don't. Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Very minimal in your diversity of music taste.
Yeah.
You gotta.
I love Journey too. I love Motley Crue.
You are not very diverse.
And you know what?
Hey, you know what? I'm not diverse.
I was gonna say, you're not very diverse either.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
I do feel different. Yeah. I do feel different sitting here. Well, when it was Bill, I just kept looking out the door, just waiting. And it was like my stomach was all in shambles. I felt sick.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
He might have some inspirational words that he could share with Shime after his relapse on,
yes.
On Friday night.
No relapse. You know, just had one night. Enjoyed a couple chicken wings. No big deal.
Yeah. Are they the 50 cent ones?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. That's why I went.
That's why. Bargain.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken abundance.
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Morning.
What up? What up?
Hi, Wiggy.
What's good?
Hello, Courtney.
Hello.
Shime.
Howdy. Morning.
Curtis, hello.
Hi.
How are you, Curtis?
I got to tell you, I don't know what happened, but it's coming up, Curtis, baby. What a great week it's been so far.
I mean, a bit of a last gasp of summer. this week, which I know you appreciate as the official weather smoke of WEEI.
It was a perfect night. James and Kennedy up at the park. Aaron Rodgers got his butt kicked, and the Jets reside in last place this morning. That is going to unravel like the 2011 Red Sox.
Well, text for you, Wiggy, right off the bat on the Subaru of New England text line. It's a 617 text. And it reads, I cannot wait to hear Wiggy try and downplay Brock Purdy's talent all season long again this year.
I never downplay his talent. I would say when he gets to the playoffs, he's got to be able to do something with it. You got that team around you. You think people in San Francisco, they probably feel, hey, Brock Purdy's a very good regular season quarterback. But when you get to the playoffs, you haven't been able to get over that hump. With all that talent around you, it's more about when is San Francisco gonna get over that hump. I think that he's a good player, but he's got to, just like anybody else, he's got to prove it in the playoffs.
How many quarterbacks would be dominant with that team around him?
Yeah, I mean, look at the
almost everyone in the league.
Right.
Well, look at the undrafted free agents who ran the football last night in place of Christian McCaffrey.
And Mason Kidd.
Had an unbelievable night. So you're right, Curtis. It's what's around you at times.
Well, go ahead.
He did make a bit of a mistake after the game, though, saying that he found out he was playing on Friday.
Yes, yes.
Niners probably not thrilled about that.
Yeah, I didn't get why he was all the Niners were tripping about that.
Well, because I think, don't you need to declare that somebody's injured? It seems like they hit it for a bit. That's what.
I mean, I don't know. I think that, you know, the McCaffrey situation. Now, he's only missed two games in the time that he's been there, so he hasn't really been injury plagued. But if you're the 49ers and you see this kid perform as well as he performed, maybe you kind of take your time with bringing back McCaffrey because, I mean, that team is loaded. Mm-hmm. I thought after the first drive of the Jets, when they had that second drive and they went up in the game, I think it was 7-0.
The 70-yard drive or whatever it was.
Yeah, when they scored the touchdown. I was like, okay, this looks like it could be a game. And then it's just like, man.
I would like to read a text from our fearless leader at 8:40 p.m. attempting to rattle my cage. Jets look pretty good. I didn't hear from him the rest of the night there, Kenny, but must have been an early night to bed.
Curtis, you are, I think you're overreacting at times to week one of the NFL season.
That's good. We should play the long game.
I'm a little concerned with your overreaction at some
point. I think you were overreacting to when the Patriots practiced.
Probably.
We all lose our minds about everything. I would just say my lead is going to irritate some people.
Oh.
I cannot wait.
Okay.
It is going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous day here.
That's different for you.
I mean, if either you listen and you're right or you don't and you're wrong. I mean, whichever you prefer.
Yeah.
Up to you. All right.
Well, you're going to play both of these teams in a couple weeks. San Fran, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know.
They look good. Because I thought the Jets' defense, especially against the run, would do better than what they – I mean, I was like, damn, this kid Jordan Mason just running all over them. Mm-hmm. And I thought the Jets' D would do better than they kind of showed. But, yeah, San Francisco, I know it's only week one, but, you know, that's what we do here in this business is we overreact. They look pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, and Aaron Rodgers had some flashes of the old Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think looking at the Jets and what Aaron Rodgers, I know they struggled a little bit last night. You kind of say, all right, they're a team that they got talent. They should be able to get it together. They lost to a very good team in week one. But this is a team that you would expect is going to be right there in the mix come you know, especially when you talk about the AFC East and, you know, the Patriots, you're like, all right, this is a team that's going to be right in the mix.
Also, another text for you right off the bat this morning. Mm-hmm. How can you say that Brock Purdy doesn't take them very far? They made it to overtime in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, but you got to win it. I know. What's that mean?
But there are a ton of unbelievable quarterbacks who haven't been able to win it. So if you're Brock Purdy and you started where you did and you're in the Super Bowl in overtime, like, you got to
win it. You got to, I mean, if we're going to, I'm not saying he's not a good quarterback, but if you're a San Francisco fan and you look at your team, aren't you saying, and I think Curtis said this, and they reached out to Tom Brady for a reason. Brock Purdy's good, but he's got to be able to get him over that hump. With all that talent that you have, You got to be able to get that team over that hump if you're that quarterback. If you want to be a guy who's going to be making $60 million a year.
I would say the best analogy I can come up with, and I'm not a car guy, is that Brock Purdy is driving a sports car in automatic. In order to win a championship, you have to be able to learn how to drive it stick.
Yep.
I feel like he doesn't have that difference of ability.
I mean, and that, and I would.
And by the way, Jacoby Brissett is driving a red turtle.
Sure is.
He's over in the far right lane, the breakdown lane. At times,
I would say that I would not disagree with you on that. But you had
what a lovely ride back to Boston that was yesterday. God, I love where we live.
You know, I don't think is there any period of time that one can get on the expressway, northeast or southeast,
right?
And it is not backed up with traffic.
No.
I don't care if it's 11 a.m., 2 p.m., noon on a Saturday, 5 p.m. on a Sunday.
Right.
That roadway is always full of traffic, which is stopped at all times on the expressway. I don't know where these people are coming from or going to.
I have no idea, but I did the all-time amateur move, and I listened to Google Maps, and I went through Randolph and Milton.
Oh, no,
you never do that.
I am such an idiot.
You never gain from that. Like, no. You just have to suffer. Like, sit in the traffic and suffer, because it takes you an extra 25 minutes with lights and there's times where you have to, what do they call those things that are in the middle of the road, pedestrians? You have to wait for them to cross and everything. It never works out that way, Curtis. You never leave the highway.
I don't care how bad it is. I'm an idiot.
I just thought, and it's been that way, Greg, for my whole lifetime. It was always never go past Mass Ave because 93 is always a parking
lot.
Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning at 9 a.m., it's a parking lot.
Yep. All right. Well, beautiful day on the way. Curtis, you probably know this as the official weather smoke of WEEI, but we are in some sort of historic no rain run in this region.
Has it been
21 days without serious precipitation?
It is. It's actually, since I lost Pudge, it rained for like three straight days and it hasn't rained since. Oh. So it's been about three weeks and
it
is.
Don't jinx it.
Well, maybe he'll come back. But no, it is going to be a perfect week. Well, yesterday, I would say best weather day of the year. No humidity.
It was great yesterday.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And it's going to be, I believe, it's going to be in the 90s on Friday. So.
That sounds pretty crispy, Courtney.
Yep, don't shine.
Yes. Yeah. Courtney, you smell and missed on that one, huh? When we took over the weather.
Curtis, while you were gone, we had a fill-in weather smoke, and they said that we were experiencing the last hot day of the summer a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, it's not the summer anymore. It's already the fall.
It's not
the hot day in the fall.
No, it's not. It's not officially fall yet. It's still summer, I believe.
We haven't hit the autumnal equinox.
Post Labor Day is generally fall.
I'll enjoy it.
You can't wear white pants anymore. It's fall.
Are you a big white pants guy?
Actually,
white,
I don't
white jeans. Do you have a pair?
I do. After I lost my weight, I got a pair, actually, and it's been
Were you able to get the buffalo chicken stains out?
No stains in my pants.
In the seaport, those are just called pants.
Yeah, the white jeans are for all white parties, and if you go to Miami, I don't think I would wear them just on a rando.
I think they
like
look nice on men.
Wednesday. No, I'm not saying that they don't, but it's more of like, you know, an all white party, or if you're in Miami, you're not wearing them like on a Friday in December, October.
Yeah. Right.
Tough to carry them off, but I'm sure Shime can do it.
Oh, I pull them off. Don't worry. Don't you worry.
All right. Well,
and bad weather news for everybody. Last after 7 p.m. sunset of the year tonight.
Pain.
Oh, we're still getting up to 7 o'clock? It seems I thought it was like 6:30 or 6:45.
Well, the sun is setting for you a little earlier.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to. On today's show, it's a Tie Tuesday, and that means that Ty Law will be here with us in the studio, and we will talk all things NFL. Week number one is officially over, and the Patriots are on to the Seahawks, and the rest of the league is on to week two, so we'll talk to Ty Law about that. At about 8:20, I believe, Curtis, is when Ty Law will be in the studio with us.
Yeah, that's what he said last week, so looking forward to that.
Before that, we will get to our leads coming up in 10 minutes at 6:25, and then they set it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning, and the kids are back to school and the teachers are back to fornicating with them. So I believe we'll head to Georgia.
We will.
Today's pervert teacher inductee. So
a new definition of Georgia Peach.
Excellent. All right. Well, all of that coming up on the show. Right now, though, Courtney with an update on what is trending first thing this morning.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. Monday Night Football saw the San Francisco 49ers take down the Jets 32-19 without Christian McCaffrey. The first time that's been a final score in NFL history.
Really? Scorigami.
Yep. Oh. Scorigami, exactly.
Okay. Would that qualify? Would McCaffrey qualify as an official Hillman jinx?
Ooh.
Since he was on the show in May or June, whenever that was, when we had Eamon's ex-girlfriend Olivia Culpo on.
It does, because he's been dealing with this injury for all of training camp.
Oh, wow. You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
Wow, I never even thought of that, Greg.
Okay.
Well, he is dealing with that calf Achilles injury, so we'll see what happens there. Brock Purdy completed 19 of 29 passes for 231 yards in the win, while Aaron Rodgers completed 13 of 21 for 167 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. So your Pats aren't at the bottom of the division. They sit at second in the AFC East after week one. And Ricky Purcell invited the first responders who saved his life when he got shot a few weeks ago. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube.
Mitch, I'm trying to figure that out too, Curtis. I think we're trying to figure out how can they be in second place with a win?
They're listed as second in the AFC East.
Yeah, okay. I was just trying to figure it out.
Yeah. That's just what they're listed as.
Okay. Okay. I was just trying.
So who's first? Miami or Buffalo?
Miami. Uh-huh. Buffalo, it was a home win.
Okay.
So they.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that. Maybe strength of schedule. Or,
they must.
Yeah, I have no clue.
If you would like me to pull up the NFL website, that'd be great.
You don't have to get upset.
I'm just explaining myself.
No, I'm just trying to figure it out. I think.
Yeah, now we need answers for this one.
I think the New England Patriots are in first place in the division.
I thought it was a three-way tie.
That's what I would say.
Didn't the Bills beat an NFC team?
What?
The Bills beat an NFC team.
I don't know. I'm telling you, on the NFL website, if you look right now, Patriots listed as second in the AFC East.
All right. Well, I think you maybe do a little bit of digging, get us some help on this one.
Or you could do it. You have a computer right in front of you.
But I'm not the one. I thought it was a three-way tie. I go to you for my sports trending. I have no clue how it works. I thought they were all 1-0.
AFC East, Patriots, 1-0. I don't know what to tell you. The Bills, it was a home game, so I assume that's why.
Yeah,
Miami's was a home game, too, though.
I know.
Ahead of you, technically. If.
All right.
We'll figure it out. We'll do some digging.
I don't even know where to go from here now.
I don't know either. Maybe on to the Red Sox?
No. Well, I was doing a nice Ricky Pearsall situation that he brought the first responders that saved his life on, but then I got cut off. So they were invited to be on the sidelines. Very nice. Thank you, Mitch, for throwing up the standings. The Red Sox take down the Orioles 12-3. Both Rob Refsnyder and Tyler O'Neill hitting two homers in that win. Another one with the Orioles tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Cutter Crawford getting the start at Fenway. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Sean McDonough and Joe Castiglione have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. The Gaudreau brothers were put to rest yesterday in Pennsylvania, where childhood Boston College NHL friends and teammates joined his family to say goodbye. Both Johnny and Matthew's wives gave eulogies. Johnny's wife announcing she's 9 weeks pregnant with their third child.
It's awful.
Oh. Terrible.
That whole entire thing is awful.
Yeah. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF.
Okay, and just getting a report from Gillette Stadium this morning early that you made Jacoby Brissett cry when you said that about them being in second place. He's very upset.
They can bring it up with the lead.
He is very, very upset this morning. He's crying again. So please be careful. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're very welcome.
Curtis,
I'm not going to cry at all about this weather. It is gorgeous. 58 degrees, crisp air this morning in the great city of Boston. Afternoon high in the upper 70s with abundant sunshine.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bye.
It is a Tie Tuesday. That means the Tie Law will be here in a couple hours, around 8:20 or so, and we will talk Monday Night Football and Jets loss to start the season with Ty Law. We will talk New England Patriots and the outlook when it comes to Seattle at home, week number 2. We got to, at some point this morning, got to figure out what we are going to suggest when it comes to voting on a walk-up song for New England Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo.
Right.
After learning yesterday when he was with us at Gillette who his 3 favorite artists are. And remind me, it was
Biggie,
Migos.
And Jay-Z. Mm-hmm.
All right, so those are the artists that we have to choose from. And we'll put, what do we do, Courtney? Put a poll up on Instagram or something? Or how do we do that?
Yeah, I think we could do a poll.
Okay.
Right. That would be good.
All right. So I really enjoyed Gerard Mayo yesterday on the show. I really, he is transparent and forthcoming, and I like it. It's a
different vibe.
It is a different vibe, yes.
And if I may,
yes,
I can now explain why the Pats are in second.
Oh, okay.
So the Dolphins and the Pats both beat AFC teams.
Okay.
The Dolphins scored more points than the Pats. The Bills played an NFC team, so they're in third right now in the standings. Pats are in second, and the Dolphins are in first.
Okay. All right.
So if I may, all of the lame texters saying, my God, she's an idiot, it's a three-way tie, or you and Curtis, that's your explanation.
All right.
So I hope everybody has a great Tuesday.
See, that helped me out. Yep. I had no clue.
I just had to do a little bit more digging.
That's why I asked.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate when the digging happens and we get the full explanation. Yep. I love it.
Yeah. Me too.
Quite frankly, I just learned something.
I did too.
Curtis, anything?
I literally looked at Chime. Greg looked at me looking at Chime and said something. I had nothing to do with that being brought up on the show.
I can't see you, so I would assume the way that Greg handled that, that you were giving eyes.
I did not. I literally looked to my right. Greg saw Chime because I asked Chime because that didn't sound right to me, but I didn't do it on the radio because I didn't have the answer. Mm. So I didn't want to interrupt your trending when I didn't know what the answer was going to be. So I was respectful and just talk to my colleague in here. Greg saw that conversation and said, I think I'm with you, having the intuition of knowing what we were talking about, but we did not say a word to one another.
Okay. Well, I appreciate now everyone knows and everyone's on the same page.
Yep, I'm definitely following you now.
Curtis, you are not allowed to throw eyes or to throw sighs. We learned that with Wiggy.
Oh, yeah.
Do not sigh me, bro.
Don't sigh me, bro.
I just want to get out of here alive.
Eyes and sighs from Curtis. It's nope. Eyes and sighs.
Giggles I can deal with.
You don't mind the giggles?
Laughs and the giggles.
You just don't like the sighs.
I've just decided to agree with Wiggy. That's been my new campaign, and it's helped me a lot.
Thank you very much.
Well, you made a great point.
We are highlight of the Mayo. Let's see. Hold on a second. Highlight of the Mayo interview was the sprint joke to Greg. Yes. When he said, I did not look like I am doing any virtual sprints or any real sprints, that was a highlight for me as well.
I kind of loved the just low-key confidence of Mayo with the full-on glasses, the large glass of warm tea, and then just like the one sheet in front of him.
Yeah.
It was just so, he was not in any way off his game. He was just chilling out, relaxing, interrupting when he felt he needed to make a correction for Wiggy or something else. But that was a half hour of just a conversation. It felt like he was there. It was just part of the show.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I don't know if he'll be different after a loss, should they suffer from one. But I mean, he was great. Mm-hmm. He stands there, sits there, and tells you that they're going to run the football and you got to try to stop them. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Says the whining about the offensive line is overblown and, that he has full confidence there. And I declared Ramondre Stevenson to be a top 10 back in the NFL currently and says he doesn't get his just due. And, so I,
Jacoby's the guy.
It was like, I mean, he shot you right down when you suggested that Drake May ought to get a package here or there. It doesn't seem like you're going to get you and Chime are not going to get your wish when it comes to Drake May for a while. But that's okay.
Well, we'll see after week four if their team is 2-2. Then that'll be another, question of, what.
So if they're 2-2.
Yep.
You think maybe they go to Drake May?
If the offensive passing game is still meh at best, I think you have to consider that, right?
Yeah. I mean, what did he have, 120 yards throwing the football?
Right. I think he averaged 5 yards for a pass attempt. I mean, that's just like.
Only 50 fewer yards than Aaron Rodgers had.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, those are like high school numbers. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like if they're 2-2, you wait to the Miami game to see if they're above 500 or below. If they, end up 2-3 or 3-2, or who the hell knows? Maybe they win the rest of their games, and we're like, oh damn, they're sitting there at 4-0. But I can't see that happen. And if they do, that'll be the shock of the world. But it'll be interesting to see, when we get to that point of week five, week six, because this is things that we always talk about, potentially, when we will see Drake May, some people say midway through the season.
Yeah, but if they're winning with Jacoby Brissett, if they're able to do that, then I think they wait on Drake May. Maybe they wait until next season.
They're going
to
wait.
After listening to Gerard yesterday, I think they definitely wait all season.
But a 561 texter said highlight of the interview was when he said, we fully support Jacoby Brissett. And then he said, I read that off the paper in front of me. So I don't know. Maybe he's maybe somebody was whispering in his earpiece telling him what to say. I don't know.
There's support there, but I guess it depends on what come week six, what their record looks like.
And also, just in terms of, we all think the Patriots, it's a winnable game. We don't know if they're going to win. But Sunday hosting the Seahawks, even before the Bengals game, we thought was the best win available on the schedule. And getting lucky with the schedule does benefit you in certain cases. The Jets got in probably now into, you know, JFK, and then they're traveling Sunday to Tennessee, and then they're coming back on a short week Thursday night against the Patriots. That's a hell of a lot of travel. Whereas the Patriots got back at 8:30 last night, according to Mayo. They watched
night
the
before,
Jets.
Night before.
I'm sorry, two nights ago. And then they're going to host the Seahawks and then fly to New York on Wednesday. It's a much better set for them.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you missed Gerard Mayo yesterday on this show, you can go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app at any time that is convenient for you. And hopefully you have downloaded the app so you can listen to us from wherever you are, whenever you want. And so that you can go back and listen to things that you may have missed on this program. It's AUDACY if you're trying to find the Odyssey app, so you can download it. Shine, let's get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Sean, I believe that is Linkin Park and the great Chester Bennington on lead vocals. Excellent choice. Good morning and hello. How are you?
Good morning, Greg. I am wonderful. Yesterday, we discussed briefly my trip to Applebee's. I had some wings last week. Well, there's another person who loves chicken just as much as I do. And I found out over the weekend that former NFL quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick is a big chicken guy, and he loves free chicken.
Oh,
Mitch has his centerfold piece for you here on the Twitch. He is doing a campaign with Shake Shack.
Oh.
Ryan Fitzpatrick has teamed up with Shake Shack to bring you free chicken, because who doesn't love fried chicken?
It's chicken. I like fried chicken.
With your purchase of $10 or more, you can get free chicken every NFL Sunday at Shake Shack. And I got to say, Shake Shack, underrated chicken sandwiches. I enjoy them a lot. They're not like elite, but they're very, very good. They're in this very solid category, if you will. I just want to say, Ryan Fitzpatrick, hairy man, looks great. Good for him. Happy for him.
Would you say they are in a three-way tie for second place when it comes to best chicken?
Yes,
okay.
I would.
You would? Okay, good. Who would you have ahead of them?
I think
Popeyes and Chick-fil-A.
I think they're kind of in their own category. They are elite chicken sandwiches.
I never had a chicken sandwich from Shake Shack, so I couldn't really tell you. I love Chick-fil-A, but I do love that Dave's Hut chicken. I don't know if they're really considered
a chain.
Are they considered a chain?
So. There's more than one. I know there's one in Newton that I've been to.
But are they more like a chain, like Five Guys is a chain? Because when you think of fast food,
Greg can give you every chain location within a quarter mile.
Absolutely, I can.
When you think
have you ever tried it though, Curtis?
I might go today. There is one right across from Jim. On Needham Street in Newton.
It's pretty good.
I've never even heard of it.
Dave's Hot Chicken.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. So it's kind of like when I say the Five Guys chain, there's no real drive through there, so you have to go in. So I don't really throw it in the same category as like a Popeyes or a KFC or something like that. But their chicken is good.
Great lead, Sean.
Thank you.
Great lead. And you came in with the centerfold for Twitch, so you get bonus points.
Boom.
For those who are watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube.
And the chicken drop, which is the best one.
Yes. And I'd be happy to recreate that centerfold at some point. If we ever get a lot of free chicken, Greg, I'd be happy to recreate that for you.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. I mean, bold? I think you should do it with your famous mashed potatoes.
but nobody likes the mashed potatoes.
Strategically placed.
I'd give it a whirl. If you can get me a bear rug to lay on like he has, I'd be happy to.
Do you like this because Ryan Fitzpatrick is au naturel, kind of a furry? Like, look at all that hair.
Yeah,
that
he's just that's a man who is comfortable in his own skin. Nice so you, wilderness man.
So you would recreate
yeah.
the nude centerfold photo shoot that Ryan Fitzpatrick has done.
Sure, yeah. If you supply with a bunch of free chicken boxes and some French fries, I'm in.
I mean, I think we might be able to talk.
Done things for a lot less.
Talk to Applebee's. Their 50-cent wings that shine blows through.
Yeah,
maybe they could do something.
That would be. I mean,
or you get a bunch of Chick-fil-A boxes. I'd be happy to.
That'd be a wild reveal.
There you go, Chick-fil-A.
I think America, just like you, Shyam, they have not seen your penis in years. So
they're gonna go.
You don't get a rim shot for that. I've seen it plenty of times. Thank you.
It would be great.
I have zero issues with that.
It would be great for you.
I don't quite have the same hair quantity as Ryan Fitzpatrick, but like a decent amount. Like not quite nearly as.
As long as the ladies don't mistake it for a chicken nugget, I think you'd be fine.
I think I'll be all right.
Okay. All right, Curtis. Good morning.
Boneless. what was the biggest storyline in the NFL after Sunday's games?
After Sunday's games, it was probably the Patriots upset. I don't even
know if there was a close second. It was
Tyreek Hill getting arrested.
That's true. On field.
Yeah.
On field.
I mean, it was the biggest spread in the league.
Yeah, I would probably,
up until Shyam centerfold.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree with you on that.
Well,
one.
Okay, let's listen to Pat McAfee with Bill Belichick, and let's hear some of the questions.
Yeah, let's take the football.
COVID game in Carolina. There was no fans at the end of the year. They obviously come in, lay an egg. Bryce Young, now the whole conversation's going to be about him. Let's move to some other games. Is there anything to gain if you're MCDC to be like, we can win the Super Bowl this year, or does it legitimize any of these big wins? Well, the thought of you just being a DC again and getting back in that thing was wild. Is this natural for these rookies? We will talk about Kyle Shanahan's offense later in this discussion because massive Monday Night Football game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. Anything stand out to you guys?
It must be that Bill told them they can't ask about the Patriots if they win. It has to be Curtis.
Oh, wait. Wow. I'm the bitter one?
I mean,
am I petty?
I don't understand how Pat McAfee talked to him for 45 minutes or whatever it was and didn't ask one question about the stunning upset win by the New England Patriots.
It's shocking.
Wait, I thought I was the one that created the animus. I thought I was the a-hole. I thought Bill was proud of his guys for winning the game.
It's wild.
What? An absolute petty dink. These guys, Gerard Mayo, who was off your tree, who learned from you, wins his first game. You don't bother to reach out and say congratulations. Your son is on the staff of that defense that dominated that game against Joe Burrow, and you don't even afford Pat McAfee the opportunity to ask you a question about the Patriots. Everybody killed Tom Brady. He wasn't very good. But I'm sorry. You're on noon on Monday on ESPN as the lead football analyst on that network on the day after the first Sunday slate of games. For the first time in two decades, your team is coached by someone else. They have the biggest upset on the board, and you don't have the balls to answer a question about it?
It's weird. That's all. I just found it to be so weird.
Oh, so
and I don't know if it's a... I'm assuming it's a Bill thing. I mean, I guess it could be a McAfee thing.
He has so many media opportunities right now. So is he just not going to touch on the Patriots at all this season?
Well,
because that's a massive miss.
Well, he has been.
Yeah, he's already talked about it.
He was critiquing Drake May on his coach show Friday night.
So it was before they played. So now that they've played a game, are we going to not hear Bill's takes on this Pat squad? Because that's what I want to hear more than any other take.
What other games did he talk about in that 40 minutes?
Every other game. I mean, every other game that's topical.
Well, I mean, I would think that, McAfee might say, hey, great win by your former team. What did you think about them going into Cincinnati and pulling the upset? You know, he didn't even. So that is kind of interesting.
It's weird.
Yeah, that is.
Very weird. Yeah. All right. Great lead, Curtis.
Thank you. Am I petty?
There are some. I'm looking at the text line. They think your hate for Bill Belichick is causing a psychological issue for you.
Oof.
It's just reacting. I think it's the pretty important guy on ESPN. We all said how excited we were to talk about Bill Belichick and listen to his thoughts. The fact that he's on that show and McAfee, who's Mr. I'll ask anything, McAfee told Robert Kraft he was making a decision he didn't want to make on national TV. Mm. This is a guy that is not afraid to bring up difficult subjects.
Callers were coming for Curtis yesterday on Keith and Jones.
I heard that, yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
They were like, man, what's... Well, not just there, but Curtis, you know, and we ultimately took some friendly fire because it was like, what's up with WEI trashing Belichick?
Yeah.
Is it trash Belichick day?
Yeah.
Woo!
It was a great day. Just a great day.
508 texter says, shut up, Curtis. Mm. They did the guy dirty with Dynasty.
Oh, so his son is still being paid by that team. Mm. So Bill can't be that angry.
Well, Bill's still being paid by that team, too.
Right. So he paid $30 million to do nothing.
Mm.
I mean, that's a pretty good gig.
It is a pretty good gig. All right, we'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next. Well, we got leads to get to from Courtney and Wiggy and yours truly, and then we will get to They Said It at 7 in 10 minutes. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. It's a Tie Tuesday on this show, and that means that Ty Law will be in the studio with us during the 8 o'clock hour. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We talked about Deshaun Watson yesterday, whether it was between us or with Boomer, after the Cowboys destroyed them. I was wondering yesterday if it was just, you know, he can't overcome what he went through with all of the lawsuits against him. It seems like maybe he's dealing with a new one because Anthony Busby has announced that another woman is now suing Deshaun Watson in a civil lawsuit for sexual assault and battery from 2020. So she alleges that Deshaun Watson went to her apartment for dinner. And there, he roughly sexually assaulted her. Anthony Busby is the lawyer with this woman once again. This is the same guy who represented all of the women when this story first broke with the massage therapist. But if you are still rooting for a Deshaun Watson comeback, it may be time to move on to a different quarterback because I do think that off-field allegations against him have completely taken over who Deshaun Watson was as a player.
Yeah, he's
like,
cooked.
Mentally, it's a wrap for him.
Done, finished.
He's washed.
Like,
Wiggy, you think he's done?
Yeah, I mean, I just think he just hasn't been able to, Courtney's right, bounce back. He's not the same.
It's not even a bounce back because he's still, if these allegations and if there's still a new woman coming forward from 2020 and this Anthony Busby doesn't seem like he's going to let up on Deshaun Watson, he's now going to have to deal with this.
I'm saying bounce back with his performance.
Yes. But I just think that everything that's going on with him, off the field, he is not going to be able to block it all out.
Yeah.
And if he's having to go in front of a judge over and over again or having to pay off or settle outside of court over and over again, this guy is, it's done. And whether or not he did it, if he did it, then he should have to go through all of this. If he didn't, it's very sad that such a talent is going to be wasted.
D sees it in the Twitch chat this morning, says it's time for him to throw in the massage towel.
Oh.
Yes.
Too soon?
Yes.
If you want to know why the Texans are where they are, outside of the obvious greatness of C.J. Stroud and the great coaching of DeMeco Ryans, it's the Deshaun Watson trade, one of the most lopsided trades in NFL history.
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked out well for
Houston. Also, what are they paying him? Is it like $230
million guaranteed? Like, something crazy.
It's unbelievable.
What a great guaranteed face for your organization, that sourpuss.
Unbelievable.
They had a couple, I guess maybe after this season or after next, they're gonna try to figure out how to move off now. From that contract and move him out of there.
Yeah. All right, Courtney, great lead. Thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I'm going to go down the world of the music world, and I'm surprised if I would have known this, I would have told you guys about this, and maybe you could have maybe put a bug in somebody's ear. Super Bowl halftime performance. I know you're not a big fan of Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of negative buzz going on and it's being thrown Jay-Z's way. And I know you guys might have bumped into Jay-Z on why the Super
Bowl. Bumped into him. We were at a wedding with Jay-Z and Beyonce all weekend long. I feel like they're besties now. That's but go
pretty,
ahead.
That's
what?
Pretty good. With the Super Bowl being in New Orleans, a lot of people want to know why Jay-Z didn't pick up the phone and ask Lil Wayne to do the halftime performance, which I would have been on board for. I like Kendrick Lamar, don't get it twisted, but that would have been cool to see. And Lil Wayne has always wanted to perform halftime in New Orleans. You know, he's from New Orleans. He right. represents right. New Orleans to the fullest. It would have been cool to see somebody who's got, you know, obviously a ton of hits performing in his hometown at the Super Bowl. And so there's a little bit of a of maybe issues or deeper lining issues that maybe Jay-Z has a little, you know, beef towards Lil Wayne. And that's why he didn't reach out to him. So hopefully, maybe Kendrick Lamar will have a surprise guest. Maybe that's who he was talking about.
Maybe, yeah.
And maybe he'll get.
He should.
I would love to see Lil Wayne perform.
Me too. Yeah.
You know, he's got some hits, so it'd be cool.
Okay. All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it. A little halftime, Super Bowl halftime music.
Thank you. All right, yesterday, convicted fraudster Billy McFarland went on NBC News and announced details on Fyre Festival 2.
Okay.
Here he is.
Fyre Festival 2 is happening April 25th of 2025, so we're 7.5 months away. We have a private island off the coast of Mexico in the Caribbean. We haven't booked any talent for Fyre 2. It's not going to be just music. For example, Karate Combat, we're in talks with them to set up a pit to have like live fights at Fyre Festival 2. So we put applications for the $1 million ticket up a few months ago. We had over 100 people apply. Yeah, so you will be on a boat. You'll be scuba diving with me. You'll be bouncing around to other islands and other countries on small planes.
Off Mexico? This seems
so
terrible.
I am wondering if anyone is really going to be willing to put their money up and expecting that Fyre Festival 2 is going to happen and not be the absolute dumpster fire that we saw in the excellent excellent documentaries about Fyre Festival 1.
See, I think 2 has to be good. Because with all the stuff that went down with Fyre Festival 1, didn't he go to jail for it?
Yeah, yes. He did.
Right,
yeah.
So there's no...
He still owes $30 million right. that he has to pay off to his investors.
He better hope that this thing works because I just started applying for a ticket.
Yeah.
Please select your desired tickets. There's different little pay price points.
Mm-hmm.
The starter packet is $1,400.
All right.
Yeah. Fyre VIP $5,000. Artist pass $25,000. In the top, $1.1 million.
Yeah.
For
he
a
just
ticket.
Said that. Yeah, $1.1 million.
But
that's crazy.
The start to get in the door, it's $1,400 bucks.
And you get free. I'm assuming you get free cheese sandwiches, well, just like last time.
I mean, I hope it's a lot better than the first go around. Yeah. I mean, even Ja. I mean, maybe you get Ja to actually perform this time.
Can we fast forward to the documentaries of this one because the reactions of the fans that had been influenced to arrive when they saw their accommodations.
It was the best. Oh. The influencers when they realized they weren't getting a mansion with 5 bedrooms and a hot tub. It was great.
The joy of the people flying there compared to the despair of their arrival was
awesome.
Did
you know anybody that went?
No.
I had a few classmates that did.
Oh, that actually went?
Yeah.
Sounded good.
Absolute joke. But, you know, it's a great thing about America.
Yeah.
You can reinvent yourself and give it a second go.
And bounce back.
And apparently people will spend that money and trust you. So that's on them, not you, I guess. All right, those are today's leads. We will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.